small crowd. It's good. It was a, I think one of those games that we weren't as sharp as we would have liked to have been, but this team presented some different challenges, and we're going to have to come back and learn from the mistakes and try to play better next week.
Defense helped out with the turnovers that you guys out, didn't they?
Yep. Defense played great, and they had four turnovers. All critical plays of the game. So we, offensively, we had the ball in a short field a bunch. Couldn't really get it in the red area like we would have wanted to. We had a few three and outs that weren't very good. Some missed opportunities in the passing game. But I think everybody's happy we won, and to be 5-0 is, can't be much better than that at this point in the year.
What was he on your progression? Was he 3, 4, 2? It seemed like you checked off on all the guys on the right before you went backside, and sort of speaks to good protection as well. You had time to do that.
Yeah, great protection. And they played, I was trying to get the ball to Randy, and they played him a little differently than we had expected. But it was like double coverage on every play, pretty much. I think there weren't a whole lot of opportunities in the passing game where he wasn't double covered. And it left Dante one-on-one. He made a great catch on that ball. And then his run after catch is one of his strongest assets. So he made a great running catch. He got a great block from Sam Mate, but the protection was great. Protection was great all day. We had no sacks. Not a whole lot of pressures. It was another great performance by the offensive line. But it's a big physical defensive front. And
we did. Who
was last?
Fourth.
Yeah, he was fourth.
Watson open for you the way he is catching the ball.
A couple good plays he made there. And Ben's always – the great thing about Ben is, Ben could be he has these games where there kind of could be breakout games for him. And if you stop paying attention to Ben, he really hurts you. And I think that was a situation on both those touchdown passes where they're kind of overplaying one thing and you forget about Ben and – he's there to make the play. So, another couple of touchdown catches for him. And he's a threat every time he's in the red zone because he's got great hands. He's very elusive. He gets open on the linebackers. I thought he had a great, another great day.
Did you happen to see Junie Seau's interesting football move on his return?
I didn't see it. I wasn't paying attention.
What kind of luxury is it having Watson Stallworth for a third or fourth or fifth option? These are one and twos on other teams.
Yeah, and I think I think both those guys are big parts of this offense, and we got to find ways to continue to get those guys the ball, and for them to be playmakers in this offense. It's obvious they can make plays; you just got to get them the football. And both of them are great when they catch the ball because they're very elusive and strong runners. And if they choose to double Randy and Wes, then those guys have to be parts of the passing game.
We saw Adelius come up with the T-shirt. Will Bill have any problem coming up with a humble pie on Monday? Or?
Nope, not this week. It's going to be easy for him to find stuff to get on us about.
Tom, you mentioned the three and outs, particularly in the second half. Is that having trouble with finding a rhythm in that second half? What was that?
Yeah, I just think we were, we're just a little bit, I think we just execution wasn't as good as it would have liked. You don't want to make, I think we could just execute better.
An NFL record with a pretty good guy, Steve Young, with three touchdown passes 5 games in a row. Does it mean anything to you?
I'm just happy we're 5-0, really. It's been a challenging week. You have the Monday night game, a very emotional game, and then you come out a short week, get back at 6 in the morning last Tuesday, and you put a lot into it this week. It's good to come home and against a different type of team that probably played us a little differently than they played some other teams, and it's good to come away with the win.
What was it like seeing Willie on the other side of the ball? Did you guys talk to him during the game?
A little bit. He's a great player. He still is a great player. And he's very disruptive. He's very strong. He's so aggressive in the running game. He's a great leader for that defense, you can tell. And, I hate seeing him in another jersey. He's a Patriot as far as I'm concerned, but... he's doing great.
Tom,
What are your thoughts on Dallas? Will today's effort be good enough against the Cowboys?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have to wait and see.
What are your thoughts on them in general? Best team in the NFC right now, scoring at a similar clip to you guys.
Yeah, I don't know anything about them, really. I haven't studied them for 1 second. I haven't paid attention to them, and got to have a great week of preparation. It's obvious they're the top, like I said. They played tomorrow night against Buffalo, so get on to the evaluations today and try to put as much into it, and I know it's going to be a tough game. So, all right, I'm out of here. Thanks, guys.